शिवासी गौर वाक्य बनने की जाए। श्री श्री राधे कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुम राधे कुम ये की जाए। श्री वृंदावन नाम की जाए। श्री माया प्रणावी नाम की जाए। गंग माए की जाए। यमुन माए की जाए। तोस देवी की जाए। भक्ति देवी की जाए। समवेर भक्ति बनने की जाए। ट्रांसलेनर भक्त सिंह की जाए। हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जाए। गौ प्रेमानंदी All glorious to some of the devotees. All glorious to some of the devotees. All glorious to some of the devotees. All glorious to Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Hare Krishna.
Hare.
Welcome to the first day of the Moksha Distribution Seminar. So the seminar will be by myself and Vrigapati Prabhu. He's been distributing books now for about 35 years. Very well known throughout the world. Many devotees appreciate his association. Wonderful devotee. So I'll speak some and then he'll speak. And tomorrow we'll have another seminar, although tomorrow is the Abhishek. The seminar tomorrow will be from 4 to 6 tomorrow. I think the Abhishek ends about 1 or something like that. So we'll still have the seminar tomorrow. So this, actually before we begin, there's a huge section here in the middle that's empty. Maybe some devotees could come, so I'm not just looking at empty seats. There's a lot of empty spots here right in the middle. Translators can stay over there, that'd be better. But other than that, maybe some people could come here. That way, you don't have to hear the translations in Russian. Or you could learn some Russian maybe that way. So this first day, I thought I'd speak a little bit about concerning proper consciousness on book distribution. It's a very important aspect of book distribution to have the right consciousness. So I thought we'd start off with the person who carried the best consciousness, Srila Prabhupada. He wrote this poem on the Jaladutta when he first came to America. He says, "My dear Lord Krishna, you are so kind upon this useless soul, but I do not know why you have brought me here. Now you can do whatever you like with me. But I guess you have some business here. Otherwise, why would you bring me to this terrible place?" He's referring to America. Now, I don't know the percentage, but a huge percentage of Indians want to go to America like anything. Like millions and millions and millions of them, tens of millions of them. Want to go to America to enjoy the heavenly sense gratification offered there. But Prabhupada says, terrible place. Interesting. Most of the population here is covered by the material modes of ignorance and passion. Absorbed in material life, they think themselves very happy and satisfied. And therefore, they have no taste for the transcendental message of Vasudeva Krishna. I do not know how they will be able to understand it, but I know that your causeless mercy can make everything possible, because you are the most expert mystic. How will they understand the mellows of devotional service? O Lord, I am simply praying for your mercy so that I will be able to convince them about your message. All living entities have come under the control of the illusory energy by your will, and therefore, if you like, by your will, they can also be released from the clutches of illusion. I wish that you may deliver them. Therefore, if you so desire their deliverance, then only will they be able to understand your message. How will I make them understand this message of Krishna consciousness? I am very unfortunate, unqualified, and the most fallen. Therefore, I am seeking your benediction so that I can convince them, for I am powerless to do so on my own. Somehow or other, O Lord, you have brought me here to speak about you. Now, my Lord, it is up to you to make me a success or failure, as you like. O spiritual master of all the worlds, I can simply repeat your message. So if you like, you can make my power of speaking suitable for their understanding. Only by your causeless mercy will my words become pure. I am sure that when this transcendental message penetrates their hearts, they will certainly feel engladdened and thus become liberated from all unhappy conditions of life. O Lord, I am just like a puppet in your hands. So if you have brought me here to dance, then make me dance. Make me dance, O Lord, make me dance as you like. I have no devotion, nor do I have any knowledge, but I have strong faith in the holy name of Krishna. I have been designated as Bhaktivedanta, and now, if you like, you can fulfill the real purport of Bhaktivedanta. Om Gyana Tamananda Shyam Girandina Salakaya Chakshram Litam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukham Krota Vachalam Pangam Mangai Te Grinat Kripa Taram Vande Shri Gurum Dina Tadanam Vanchikapati Vishcha Kripa Sindhi Vivacha Patitanam Pavane Vaishnavi Vyodamo Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityan Shri Advaita Giradhar Sivasri Gaur Bhaktivedanta Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this seminar is going to be an interactive seminar, participation coming from you all. So this is a seminar concerning proper consciousness. So what are some things that we can do to have good consciousness on sacred time? Yes?
Try to love Krishna.
Try to love Krishna. Very important. First of all, do we have anybody here that's a good speller and a good writer? Because we want to take some notes here. Birgapati, you'd like to do it? Okay. So yeah, be Krishna conscious. This is very important. A lot of times when I'm out distributing books, I'll just be chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Actually, there's no better way to stay on the proper consciousness than chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The best way. See, yeah. Chant Hare Krishna, be Krishna conscious. Most important. Any other? Sidhu? You're going to say, chant Hare Krishna. Okay. There's some devotees, they'll chant the Panchatattva mantra, which is also pretty sweet, keeping the proper consciousness. This is the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread Krishna consciousness. Lord Nityananda. Yes. Uddhava. Yes. Very important. Sadhana. Have to have good sadhana.
And when we're reading them, just like when we chant Hare Krishna, there's a mood, you know, there's attentive chanting, as we all know, and there's inattentive chanting, right? So similarly with reading, we have to read with attention. Not easy, because the mind is flickery. Srila Prabhupada mentions in one purport, he says that if, there's another one there if you need also. Oh, yeah, you lose. So Srila Prabhupada, he says, in one purport, he says, if one hears Srimad Bhagavatam with rapt attention, one can see Krishna on every page of the Bhagavatam. He goes on to say that to hear with rapt attention, one has to be pure in mind. But to be pure in mind, one has to be pure in action. To be pure in action, one has to be pure in eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. And if one acts in this way and hears with rapt attention, then one can see Krishna on every page of the Bhagavatam. Very interesting statement there. Now that I know this is Kali Yuga, so to sit down and read Srimad Bhagavatam, sometimes it's a challenge. I mean, I've met devotees that have been in the movement for 10 years and they've gotten to second canto. And I'm like, I'm shocked. Because there's so much nectar in Srila Prabhupada's books. Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar Devotion, so many wonderful books. So if you don't have this attraction to reading Srila Prabhupada's books, I suggest that you pray very fervently to Krishna to have this attraction. Pray to devotees. Get the mercy of the senior devotees. And please bless me that I can get some attraction to reading Srila Prabhupada's books. Because it's nectar. Srila Prabhupada's books are just so nectarian. My program is whenever I finish reading the Bhagavad Gita or the Srimad Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitamrita, I just start reading it again. Because although you could read it so many times, still you get something. Actually, Prabhupada even says it. He says that one can read Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita thousands of times. And each time you read it, you get new insight on the subject matter. So this is spiritual wisdom coming directly from Goloka Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada, Krishna. So we should take advantage of this mercy. And if you hear nicely with rapt attention, you'll be inspired to go out and distribute. You'll feel the responsibility to go out and help the conditioned souls. Because it's simply because of their not having this information that they're continuing their material existence. So that's why book distribution is so important. It actually gives them guidance. And book distribution, another point about book distribution is that when we're book distributors, we know that we have to read Prabhupada's books, or at least we should know. So it gives impetus to read Srila Prabhupada's books. This book distribution activity gives impetus to read Prabhupada's books. And Prabhupada, actually many times, Prabhupada would be talking to the book distributors and he'll say, so are you reading the books? And a couple of times no one would say anything, and then Prabhupada said, you have to read the books. If you're distributing the books and someone says, well, what's the book about? Prabhupada said, oh, talking about the devotee. Oh, I don't know about the book. I just distribute the books. So no, Prabhupada said, no, you have to read the books. One point he said, actually, I've written these books for my disciples. course, he also wrote them for the conditioned souls. Of course, we're also conditioned souls. So he wanted these books read and distributed. So yeah, very important sadhana. Yeah. Reading Srila Prabhupada's books, chanting very attentively our rounds, earlier the better. And of course, being very respectful of devotees. Any other things? Anybody else? Yes, Madhu.
Have a good rest.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, we have to be regulated in our eating, in our sleeping. Krishna actually says that in the Gita. One who is regulated in his acts of eating, sleeping, recreation, and work can mitigate the pains of material existence. So, regulation in all our activities is very important. We shouldn't eat too much. Actually, it's recommended that at night, if you're going to take a little snack, don't eat heavy. And you can't wake up. Because the body's just working all night, and it's hard to wake up the next morning. So, if you're going to eat at night, eat very light. Prabhupada actually would do that. He would usually just have an apple, a little fruit at night, something light. So this is important also, if we want to maintain our book distribution. Prabhupada said, 6 hours or 7 hours should be sufficient. One time he said 8, for some people they need a little extra. But he usually didn't say that. Very rarely would he say 8, but generally he would say 6 or 7. So, regulation. Yes, Mataji.
Be compassionate.
Patience.
Compassion.
Compassion. Yes, very important. We have to be compassionate. This is not an easy quality to attain because we're still conditioned souls, bodily conception of life. But we can gain this compassion by connecting with the most compassionate, Srila Prabhupada. So by hearing the message of Krishna, message of the pure devotee, we're also able to gain this compassion. Srila Prabhupada, he mentions in one purport, he said the mind should be so trained that it is always thinking of how to do good for others. Very powerful statement there by Srila Prabhupada. Always thinking of how to do good to others. And of course, the best good that we can do for others is to give them Krishna consciousness. There's many ways. There's the holy name. There's book distribution. Prasadam distribution. But this book distribution, Prabhupada, or actually Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, it's called as the Brihat Mardanga. You distribute a book in America, and then they fly to Finland and become a devotee by reading the book. Actually, this happened to me one time. A devotee from Finland, or a karmi, got a book from me in the airport in Los Angeles. And he flew to Finland and became a devotee in Finland. So this is a very appropriate name for book distribution. Brihat Mardanga. He gets it in one country, then he goes to somewhere else and becomes a devotee. So, anything else? Anybody else? Yes, Prabhu. Yes, very important. Learning the slokas that help us on book distribution. Many of you may know there's certain slokas that I like to chant that help. This is a little later, but yeah, learning slokas. Of course, the Hare Krishna mantra is a sloka, supreme. The sloka. Anybody think of any slokas that are good to remember on book distribution? Since we're on this subject, yes, we will. Yes, yet Kroshi, yet Asnasi, yet Jehoshi, Tadasi, yet Tapasyati, Kanti, yet Takrusa, Marakana. That would, you know this verse? Yet Kroshi? Yet Kroshi. Whatever you eat, whatever you do, whatever you, for everything should be done as an offering to me. Very important. So this book distribution, it's the supreme offering. And because Krishna himself comes to distribute this knowledge for the benefit of the conditioned souls. So this is the supreme work, yet kuroshi, yet asnasi, yet juhosi, dasya. All austerities that you perform, it's an austerity, and book distribution is, it's a great austerity. I remember there was one friend of mine, devotee, old book distributor, she was talking to another devotee, and he asked her, so what kind of work, what kind of service have you been doing most of your devotional life? And she said, oh, as a book distributor. He said, oh, very difficult service. So it is, it's an austerity. But it's a glorious austerity by which not only are the people that are getting books getting purified, but we get purified. So it's a great austerity. But it's also it's a book distribution is kind of like chutney. You know, chutney can be very hot, but it's supposed to be sweet also. So it has that. It can be very hot, very difficult, but it's got that sweetness to it also. Sometimes it's so hard you don't want to do it, but it's so sweet you don't want to stop. Yeah. When you first go out on Sankirtan, it's like, oh my God, and false ego saying, oh, you can't. I mean, you're sure you want to do this, man? People are going to say no, they're going to criticize. So the false ego's like, it's complaining like anything. But then once you surrender and you get out there, it's towards the end of the day, it's time to go. Like, oh man, this is so sweet, I don't even want to stop. You know? So it's kind of like chutney. You know? Very nice activity. Yes? So if we know the philosophy, we'll be inspired.
Specifically, that we're eternal servants.
That we're eternal servants.
Not temporary servants of Krishna. Uh-huh. They give a lot of fame and do what we want. But we're eternal servants.
Knowing that we're eternal servants of Krishna. Yeah, very good. Yeah.
To take shelter in that. And Krishna provides it.
Yeah, very important. Of course, this all comes about by the proper sadhana. Realizing that the philosophy of Krishna consciousness comes alive when we go out on book distribution. Because we're hearing the philosophy, and it's nice. But when you go out on book distribution, you got to live it. Vidya vinaya sampane brahmane gavi hastini suni chaiva bhagita pandita samadarshana. That the learned sages, they see with equal vision the brahmana, the cow, the elephant, dog eater. So you actually become alive, you know, the whole philosophy. Because if you're going out on book distribution and you're just seeing the external, just seeing the external dress, and you're not seeing the soul, then it's the consciousness is on a very low level. But when you're out there on book distribution, see everybody is a soul. Just by that understanding, everybody is a soul. Not only the human beings, but everywhere, the birds and the ants. And you just see, vidya vinaya sampane. Everybody is a soul. You just, whoa, your consciousness goes, whoa, way up there. And you just become ecstatic. Simply by this preliminary knowledge of spiritual life, that we're all spirit soul. So yeah, very important. Yes, Prabhu. Yes, association with book distributors especially. Yeah. That's why we're having this. Yeah. Associating with other book distributors is very important. There's a saying in Brazil, you tell me who your friends are, and I'll tell you who you are. Or we also have the same birds of a feather, they flock together. So it's natural. Because we get realization from other book distributors. Very important. Yes, Mataji. Determined, tolerant, and humble. Wow, she got it. She hit them all right there. Very important. Determined, yes. There's a devotee that he joined the movement in 1975, and he was on Radha Damodar. And at one point, he was so determined to be Krishna conscious throughout his life that he prayed to Krishna. He said, Krishna, no matter what I do, no matter what happens, please don't let me leave this Krishna consciousness. I never want to leave. No matter what happens, I never want to leave this Krishna consciousness movement. So shortly after that, he started feeling some pain in his legs. So he eventually he had to start wearing crutches. The pain got so big, and eventually he had to go in a wheelchair. And then it got better, then he was in crutches again. Then it got so bad that he was just in a wheelchair. And he was in a wheelchair for the rest of his life. But he was still distributing books. Never stopped distributing books. Eventually his disease got so bad that his legs were amputated, cut off. Still distributing books. Distributing books and making book distributors. We have one of the devotees that he made a devotee right here in this room. Bhakta Bronson, stand up. This devotee, his name is Radhanath Das, distributed a book to this Bhakta Bronson. How long have you been distributing books now?
2 years.
2 years. He's going to be initiated in about a month or so. Giriraj Swami. So this is determination. Nothing would stop him from distributing books. Just amazing. He's like the Bhishma Dev of ISKCON. Just couldn't stop him. You know, just continued on. Great warrior, great general. And now we have also here in our midst, Jayapataka Swami. You know, he had his throat slit. Missed his jugular vein by a fraction, just barely lived through that. And now he's had this stroke and survived that. Now he's given these great classes. And it's amazing. People, doctors that saw what happened to him, they're like amazed that he even lived through. And even when people live through something like that, they're usually just vegetables if they live through it. But here he is, you know, giving these incredible classes. And just, his consciousness is just as sharp as ever, you know. So he's another great general, great warrior, an example of determination. So we should try to imbibe this determination. You know, we should actually... You know, Prabhupada said that he wanted people who would dedicate their life to distributing books. I remember I was distributing books once in Nevada. I think it was actually the Brigapati Prabhu. And we went to one campus, and there was about three of us distributing books there. And there was these four Christians that were distributing books also on the campus. But these guys were in their 70s and 80s. So I went up to one of them. I was amazed about how old they were. And I asked me, excuse me, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you? I said, I'm 82 years old. So it was like Christians like letting us know, you know, we can also do it, you know. So the example right there. Why can't we distribute books throughout our life? It's not that hard. You know, just walk around, hold the book, give it to them, talk a little bit about it, get a donation. It's not that hard. We have devotees now that have been distributing books for 40 years. Palladananda Swami, Kavi Chandra Swami has been distributing for 38 years. Vishal Prabhu has been distributing books for 41 years. So that's we have examples in our society that are people that have put in huge amounts of years. So there's no reason that we can't also. I remember Brigapati told me he wants to put in at least 50 years book distribution. How many years is it now so far?
It'll be 36
years in the middle of April, so it's happening. He'll probably go longer, I'm sure, yeah, but that's his minimum, yeah. What did you say? Determination? What else did you say?
Tolerance. Humble.
Tolerance. Prabhupada wrote a letter to Hridayananda Maharaj and Satsarupa Maharaj. He said, if you're not tolerant and humble, you will not be able to preach Krishna consciousness. So these two qualities are very important. And sometimes we got to be especially tolerant. I remember just about a month ago, I was distributing books in Sydney, and I met a person who I had never seen so much anger in my life. He had so much anger. I was distributing a book to a couple guys, and he came up, and he said, "Is this Hare Krishna?" I said, "Yeah, Hare Krishna." He grabbed the book from the person I was distributing to, spit on the book, and threw the book. I mean, can you imagine that happening? It's like I was devastated, you know. But because we have this culture of tolerance, you know, I just went over and picked up the book and walked away, and, you know, wiped off the spit. And as I was washing off the spit, I was praying, "Krishna, please forgive this person. He's just conditioned. We have to be tolerant." But you've got to tolerate some crazy people out there. There's a lot of envy, a lot of illusion, a lot of madness. So we have to be tolerant. I was distributing once in the airport, and this person came up to me, and he just like got right to my face, and he just started shouting at me, "You know, you guys are cheaters, you bunch of hypocrites, and, you know, just ripping people off, just screaming." And I just let his steam run out, and then he walked away. And then one Indian man came up to me about a couple minutes later, and he gave me a donation. And he said, "That was an amazing display of tolerance, man. That was..." He said, "Good job." So sometimes just being tolerant is a type of service. You know, we have to. Lord Chaitanya said, "More tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, ready to offer." So this is to follow this instruction is also service. Sometimes also just being out on book distribution and not getting a big result and tolerating not getting a big result is also service. We know that it's service when, you know, a lot of people are taking books. This is ecstatic service now. But also being tolerant and humble is service. Yeah, I did remember just reading recently this lady, she was out on book distribution, and the whole day, nobody took a book. The whole day. But that night, she had a dream. Prabhupada came to her in a dream, and he said, "It's okay. Just keep distributing. It'll get better." And then she woke up and she was like, "Wow, Prabhupada." She was in ecstasy. Prabhupada came to her. He said, "It's okay. You be tolerant. It'll get better tomorrow." So there's many examples of Prabhupada, you know, coming to devotees, their dreams, encouraging them. So you can see how much Srila Prabhupada wanted this book distribution, but we have to be tolerant, we have to be humble. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, when will I, with a humble heart, go out to spread the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So it's very important. And people, when they see this humility, they feel it. They feel the consciousness, the pure consciousness of the devotee. And they want to associate. They know they can't, they kind of like sometimes they want to spend time with you, and but they know they can't because you're doing what you're doing. So another way to associate is that, well, I will take a book. Yeah, I'll give a donation. I'll take a book. They want to reciprocate because they feel the high consciousness, the purity of the devotee. So purity is the force. People are inspired by the purity. Just like in the West, they say that these salesmen, they say it's not the product that they're buying, but it's you. It's the person, it's the salesman that they're buying, not the product so much. So therefore we have to develop these qualities. Of course, this all comes again by this sadhana bhakti. Anything else? Yes, Prabhu. Avoid offenses. Yeah. One of my favorite verses that I chant on book distribution, I probably chanted it thousands of times because it's in connection with what you just said. Lord Brahma, he says to Krishna, Tatte nukampam susamik samano bunjana evagra kutam vipakam pradvaga urvya gurudham namaste jiveta yumukti pade sadoyabhak. He says, always seeking your compassion, thus tolerating all difficulties as being due to my own past activities, and always serving you with his mind, body, and words, such a devotee is eligible to inherit the kingdom of God. So when we're on book distribution and we feel that something's not right, you know, that people aren't reciprocating, you know, something's not proper here, then we should go within, become a little introspective, and pray to Krishna, please, Krishna, reveal to me what it is that I've done, that now I'm in this situation of difficulty. And it may be that we've offended somebody. You know, Kali Yuga, it's not difficult to offend somebody because our consciousness is not very high, and there's still envy. So we had to be very careful about offending others. Srila Prabhupada once says in a purport, he says there's many good souls. He says a good soul is someone who sees a positive attribute in another devotee and he magnifies that attribute. This is a good soul. So we should be. Prabhupada gave the example also of the bee and the fly. And the bee is always looking for the good, always bringing out the good in others. And the fly is always looking for the stool, looking for the faults. So we should try to be like, always look for the good. Don't find fault in others. So Prabhupada goes on to say, and there's many bad souls. And the bad soul is one who sees an insignificant fault and magnifies that fault. So we should try to be good souls. Because if we're not good souls, we're not going to be able to go back to the spiritual world. It would be a social disturbance. Because in the spiritual world, they're all good souls. Be like devotees. So in order for us to go there, we also have to develop this be-like devotion. And then we won't have that problem of offending others. Always try to look for the good. And even if you hear someone criticize, you should just leave. If someone criticizes you, very nice. Raghunath Das Goswami, when he would hear someone praising him, he would run away. But if he heard someone criticizing him, he would, oh, very nice. How many of us are like that? But this is a devotee. Anybody else?
Huh?
Service attitude. Yes, very good. Service attitude. We should go out there with the mood of giving service to the conditioned souls. And service to the super soul. There's a kshetra, kshetra-gya, and the paramatma. There's the body, kshetra. Kshetra-gya is the soul. And then there's the paramatma. So we should try to see like that. When we're approaching people, the body is just a shell. It's just a covering of the soul. Try to see that we're actually speaking to a soul. And the paramatma is right there. And very much appreciating this service that we're doing. So we're serving the soul by helping them come back again to Krishna. And we're serving the super soul because this is the desire of the super soul. And by this book distribution, we please the super soul. There's another very nice statement. Just to let you know how I know all these little purport, there's something called pithy statements. Pithy, P-I-T-H-I. Little short sentences that are very powerful. They're all over Srila Prabhupada's book. So I have this section in my computer. I save all these amazing things. It's a nice thing to do. There's another little pithy statement. Prabhupada says that just as the, or he says the chariot of the wind carries aroma and catches the scent, or he catches the sense of smell of a person. Similarly, on the chariot of devotion of a devotee, he catches the interest, or he catches the pleasure of the super soul. The super soul is attracted to devotion. So the devotee, he carries this devotion, the chariot of devotion. The super soul is attracted to this chariot of devotion. Beautiful little statement there. Chariot of the wind carries fragrance, attracting the sense of smell of the living entity. So in the chariot of devotion, one captures the super soul. Beautiful little statement there. They're all over Prabhupada's books, these little amazing statements. So we can attract the super soul. Just like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he says one should not try to see God. One should act in such a way that God wants to see you. And this book distribution is the quickest way to get the attention of Krishna. Because this is why he comes. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavitabharat. Whenever there's a predominant rise of every religion, then Krishna he descends. So he comes to give this knowledge. So we're like Krishna's assistants by going out on book distribution. Prabhupada, one time in his humility, his great humility, he said, I've done nothing great. He said, actually, I'm just a peon. He said, peon? Means like an insignificant worker. Prabhupada's so humble. He said this in a class one time. So humble. Said,
qualification.
Yeah, my qualification is that I simply gave the message of Krishna. I didn't change it. So many others are changing. I just gave Krishna's message as it is. Somebody else? Yes. To know that we're not the controller is another very good one. Yeah. There's another verse in the Bhagavad Gita. Upadrishtanamantatsa Bharta Bhakti Maheshwara, that within this body there's another transcendental enjoyer who is the Lord, the Supreme Proprietor, who is the overseer and the permitter. This is the super soul. So nothing happens without the sanction of Krishna. So when we're on book distribution, we're able to get a quick realization of this, that we're not the controller. Because sometimes we try to do it on our own, out of our false ego, we just try to do it on our own. I'll be able to convince this person to take a book, but then they don't take and we get frustrated. And then we try it again and we get frustrated and eventually we think, oh yeah, Chris is in control, not me. So we get this, book distributors all know, right? Chris is in control. So yeah, very important. Yes? Well, be Krishna conscious, yeah. To love Krishna, yeah. Well, that's there in all services. The goal is to love Krishna in all services. But this is, we're trying to specifically, you know, pertain to book distribution. But yeah. Pray to Krishna more for love, for affection for Krishna, yeah. Does anybody know the time? I should have a clock up here, but I don't. What is it? 1:15. Okay, thank you. Okay, now we got a watch. Okay. Okay, maybe we'll take one more, and then we'll take some quick questions. Yeah.
Study Prabhupada's life.
Study the life of Prabhupada. Prabhupada Lilamrita. Yeah, you get inspiration from reading. Yeah, this is giving great inspiration to me also. Very important is the example of preaching. So Brigupati is going to speak now. If there's one question we can take. Yes. Well, if all the devotees in here pray to Krishna that you get a taste for reading Prabhupada's books, I think it's going to happen. Everybody, let's pray to Krishna that he gets an inspired desire to read Prabhupada's books. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama! Believe it or not, this devotee that just asked that, he's the number one book distributor in the world. Well, he does a lot of corporate sankirtan. He gets big donations. What was the biggest donation you ever got for Prabhupada's books?
One person who came to me, Maharaj, and I asked him that, you know, we have this marathon done. We want to buy some books, you will be able to buy them. So immediately he bought around 28,000.
28,000? So this devotee is amazing. He gets these huge donations. He got 28,000 Bhagavad Gita's donated so they can distribute them at different places, different avenues. Okay, so now we'll have Brigupati Prabhu, one of our great generals on the front lines. Let's give a warm welcome to Brigupati Prabhu. Oh, just one other thing. For those of you who aren't on the book distribution nectar conference, if you give me your email afterwards, I can put you on. Okay. Hare Krishna.
So do you want to continue the same thing?
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasnaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminathya Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaura Vani Pacharane Nevashesha Sunyavadi Pasta Jadish Tarni Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaura Bhakti Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I'd like to start by thanking Vijay for a wonderful talk. Vijay is one of the reasons why I'm here today, still distributing books. I joined in New York in 73, and then I was there for about 5 years, spent 11 years in Australia, five years in New Zealand, and then a year in London, and then in about 1996, I went to Los Angeles. And when I got there, actually, I was the Bhakta leader. But I used to, Vijay was there at the time, and he was the senior member of the Sankirtan party, and he was going out every day to the airport, and on a regular daily basis, he would do 20 Bhagavad Gitas and approximately $200 and come home at lunchtime. And he would go out for a few hours and do really well like that. And I was used to watch him, and I was thinking, what am I doing as a bhakta leader? You know, I I'd done book distribution more or less up till that point. And his example inspired me, and I couldn't restrain myself. I had to stop doing that service and start doing book distribution again because I was so inspired by Vijay's example. And when Vijay speaks, I find it very attractive and interesting. And I ask myself, well why? Is that he's saying anything so brilliant? And I think to myself, well, no, it's just he's making pretty straightforward, simple points. But I know the reason. The reason is the purity. Prabhupada said purity is the force. And that's another thing I've always appreciated. I know Vijay is a genuine, you know, book distributor, brahmachari, and follower of Srila Prabhupada's teachings. And that he can't help but come through. It just comes through. You know, even if he could try to, he could say anything. I mean, he couldn't do anything other than be what he is, which is somebody who's really trying to be a pure devotee of Krishna. So anyway, so I'd like to thank him. And I'd like to thank all of you for being here today and being interested in book distribution. It's very encouraging. I know one of the things that enables me to continue in book distribution is seeing that there are younger devotees who are taking it up and in all seriousness and who appreciate that older fellows like myself and Vijay are around to continue to try to show an example. So it helps us. And I'd like to thank you all for your interest and participation in book distribution. And one point I'd like to just make before I get into the main body of what I was going to try to say, because it came up a few times about the reading the books, you know, how it was important to read the books. One thing I've been doing for a while now, maybe it's a year or so, is I read out on Sankirtan. And I find this, I'm not saying this is that should be your main program. Well, it shouldn't be a main program, and it's just something to supplement a regular reading program that you should have. But I find that I get amazingly absorbed when I read on Sankirtan. I take the Krishna book with me. About a year ago, the BBT came out with these one-volume Krishna books, and they're very nicely done. Maybe you know those of you who are in English-speaking countries might have seen them. And they have one of those strings, you know, that you can use as a bookmark. And I found that in every book, it's in a different place. So what I do is I take a Krishna book out with me every day on Sankirtan. And at some point during the day, usually when I'm just on the bus being driven from the parking lot to the terminal, because I'm going to the airport a lot, or just when it gets slow or when it's particularly tough, I just take out that Krishna book and I open up to where the string is. And I just start reading. And I'll read for like, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes just as the spirit moves me. And you just get so absorbed. And I think it's like Krishna, it's a reward from Krishna because, you know, you're out there trying to distribute the books and Krishna reciprocates by allowing you to appreciate the importance of the books and the nectar in the books. And I never can get as absorbed you know, reading the books at any other time is what I'm able to do when I'm actually reading it out there on Sankirtan. So that's just what I wanted to share that with everybody. You could try it yourselves and see if it works for you. Okay, so a couple points here. So one thing I experienced very intensely is how when you're out on Sankirtan, when you're doing book distribution, Krishna is there with you. Krishna is there with you, and it's I know that I'm not just being sentimental when I'm saying that. It's our philosophy, and if you surrender and try to dedicate yourself to this service, you experience it. On the point of it's our philosophy, I'd just like to quote something. I'll mention something that Prabhupada said. Well, first off, Krishna's with us in different ways on book distribution. One way he's with us is the books. The books themselves are not different from Krishna. Okay? There was one letter Prabhupada wrote to some devotees. The devotees wrote him. They were on traveling Sankirtan. And they asked Prabhupada if they could have Gaurinathai deities with them in the van as they were traveling around. And Prabhupada wrote him back and said, that's not necessary. You have the books. The books are as good as deities. Right? And here's another. This is another quote from Prabhupada about how the books are deities. He says, formerly there was no press. These important shastras, Vedic literatures, were kept in handwriting. I copy from your book. My other friend copies from my book. In this way, those who were interested. The literatures were not so cheap. Only highly qualified Brahmins used to keep handwritten books. And it was worshipped in the temple as a deity. Shastra. Not that it is available everywhere. Now the press has made it cheaper. But we should always understand that Granta, or the scripture, should be worshipped as God. It is the sound incarnation of God. It should not be neglected. Don't neglect Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam as ordinary books. You must be very careful. Here's a nice instruction. As you take care of the deities, you should take care of the books also. And this is a nice practical instruction for all book distributors. And if you try to follow this instruction, you'll find that it'll help you a lot in your consciousness, and it'll help you a lot in your results too. Keep the books nicely. They come to us nicely. They come to us as brand new books in beautiful, nice boxes and everything. So just keep them nice. And when you're in your Sankirtan van or your car, don't let the books just kind of get strickle-straggled all over the place, you know, and, you know, don't put them down where people, where devotees are sitting down, or don't, you know, handle them when your hands are moochy, and you treat them like deities, in other words. It's important, because they are. And if you do make an effort to do like that, you'll experience a definite better consciousness, you know, and more potency to distribute the books. Krishna will appreciate that. So that's a point. And another way that Krishna's with us on Sankirtan, he's with us as the book, and he's with us as the activity. And as the activity of distributing these books is also non-different from Krishna. And just to sort of back up that point, we've got a nice quote from Prabhupada here. Prabhupada says, if you actually remain on Sankirtan, that means you are with Krishna. Abhinat van namanamino. Krishna is not different from Krishna's, his books, his words, his name, his fame, his glory, and his entourage. Everything in relationship with Krishna is Krishna. If you have that perfect knowledge, then you are living with Krishna always. So he knows he's non-different from his service too. So the very service of you know, just trying to distribute the books is not different from Krishna. And a little further confirmation of that, Prabhupada says in another letter, an excerpt from another letter, he says, what is this alone? A Vaishnava is never alone. When I first came to the United States, I was seemingly alone for 1 year, but I never felt alone. I always felt the presence of my Guru Maharaj. I was cooking, printing books, I was selling books, everything seemingly alone, but I did not lose my determination. Actually, you should know this, you are never alone. So Krishna's with us out there on Sankirtan. Of course, you could say, well, Krishna's with us in any service that you perform. I mean, all devotional service is not different from Krishna. And of course, that's true, right? But he's especially with us, or with you, with us, we're out there on Sankirtan. Why? Because this activity is especially pleasing to Srila Prabhupada, the Parampara, the Sipa succession, and Lord Chaitanya and Krishna and like that. It's especially pleasing to them. Krishna says at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, there's no servant in this world more dear to me than one who's preaching this message, nor will there ever be one more dear. Elsewhere, Prabhupada says, and there's a nice quote where Prabhupada says how to be very quickly recognized by Krishna, this is the shortcut process. So, he doesn't say that, to the best of my knowledge, he doesn't say that about any other service. But he repeatedly said that about book distribution, preaching. And of course, within the realm of preaching, Prabhupada always indicated that book distribution was the most and the best type of preaching. So he makes that statement. To be very quickly recognized by Krishna, book distribution or preaching is the shortcut process. He doesn't just say recognize or quickly recognize, but very quickly recognized. And there's another nice statement to this effect in the Krishna book, talking about how dear the preacher is to Krishna. It says, in Bhagavad Gita 18th chapter, the Lord states that one who's engaged in preaching Krishna consciousness is very dear to him. A preacher has to face many difficulties in his struggle to preach pure Krishna consciousness. Sometimes he has to suffer bodily injuries, and sometimes he has to meet death also. All this is taken as a very great austerity on behalf of Krishna. Krishna therefore has said that such a preacher is very, very dear to him. So the point being that because this activity of trying to preach Krishna consciousness, trying to distribute these books, attracts Krishna's attention a lot. A lot, because it's very, very dear to him. It's very, very pleasing. So when we're out there on book distribution, you're out there with Krishna. You know, he's personally present there with you. And as I said, the more you surrender to the activity, the more you experience that. This is another nice statement to sort of back that up. Actually, just while I'm flipping around, this is a very wonderful book. I don't know if everybody has a copy, and I don't know if there are any more available, to be honest with you, because it was something that was printed about maybe 10 years ago. But I think that Vijay and Vaisheshika are working on an update on it. But in the meantime, before that comes out, if you can get your hands on a copy of this, it's a wonderful book to have. Every different important statement that Prabhupada made about Sankirtan, book distribution, and preaching is pretty much in here. And a lot of good things from a lot of devotees who maybe some of them aren't distributing books now any longer, but they made, very valuable, significant contributions to book distribution over the years. And anyway, so if you can get a copy of this book, it's definitely a book worth having and worth reading on a regular basis. It'll help you stay really focused on book distribution and fired up about it. Anyway, this is actually something that about the author of this book, the devotee who actually was sort of the author, the editor of this book, said, and I thought it was very good, on this point of how Krishna's with us on Sankirtan. He says, Arjuna surrendered to Krishna and fought for the sake of fighting. Similarly, Krishna can take over the reins of any devotee's chariot. And then wherever the devotee goes, he will experience miracles. He will be in the right place at the right time and say the right thing to each person. It becomes obvious that it is all Krishna's arrangement. And seeing Krishna's omnipresent mercy, the devotee surrenders even more. So I like that because when I read that, I felt, oh, wow, that's exactly, he got it right on. That's exactly what you experience. You know, when you're really trying to surrender, when you're doing all these things that we were talking about previously, that we put up there on the board, you start experiencing this, how Krishna starts using you as his instrument. And somehow or another, you can't understand how it's going on, but somehow or another, you're just managing to be in the right place at the right time, saying the right thing to people, and they're reciprocating. They're taking the books, they're giving nice donations. And when that's happening like that, you know it's not you. You know it's not because you're such a wonderful salesperson or such a charming, charismatic person. You know, it's just Krishna using you as his instrument. And you feel very, grateful to Krishna. Thank you, Krishna, for allowing me to, for using me as your instrument, allowing me to experience this wonderful, mercy And as, exactly as he says here, it inspires you to try to want to surrender even more. So that's nice. And actually, what was just being described there, that was Prabhupada's experience too. It's not that, you know, this devotee is, as I said, he got it right. And the further confirmation of that is that this is something that Prabhupada himself experienced. It's expressed nicely in this excerpt of a letter he wrote to Sudama, who was one of his disciples, no longer with us, but was a very nice devotee. Anyway, so in this letter he says, when I was alone in your New York, I was thinking, who will listen to me in this horrible, sinful place? All right, I shall stay a little longer. At least I can distribute a few of my books. That is something. And here's the part. He says, but Krishna was all along preparing something I could not see. And he brought you to me one by one, sincere American boys and girls, to be trained up for doing the work of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now I can see that it is a miracle. Otherwise, your city of New York, one single old man, with only a few books to sell for barely getting edibles, how can he survive? What to speak of introducing a God-conscious movement for saving humankind? That is Krishna's miracle. So in other words, Prabhupada was, you know, he's expressing basically the same thing as what that devotee was saying, which is that he just was surrendering. It was the instruction of his spiritual master. He was surrendering to it. Things weren't happening. You know, he spent a whole year in New York without really having much result. It was no disciples or anything like that. But he was determined. He persevered. He wasn't attached to the result. He just was determined. I've received this instruction from my spiritual master. I'm going to do it. And at some point, Krishna just decided, okay, you know, I'm satisfied. I'm pleased by your endeavor. And here now, I'm going to award you some results. And that Prabhupada expressed. He says, but Krishna was all along preparing something I could not see. We should always be thinking like that. We should have that faith. We should have that confidence that Krishna is all along preparing something we can't see. Never become discouraged, in other words. As tough as it gets, as bad as you're doing, just hang in there and keep going. Because Krishna is in control. And if you throw in the towel, you're not giving Krishna a chance to, you know, to perform some miracle, like Prabhupada said here. But it was Krishna's miracle. If you bail out, then you just... Krishna might, you don't know what's going to happen the next second. I've had so many, this happens to me so much on Sankirtan. I go out there and I'm trying really hard and it's really tough and I'm doing horrible. And I'm this close to wanting, to stop it. And I'm just, by Krishna's mercy, fortunately, at least on a lot of occasions, I just decide, no, I just got to keep going. I just got to keep trying. And I do. And then what starts off as like a horrible day, a day where I don't feel like talking to anybody, I don't feel like, being out there, the people are not, also don't feel like talking to me, they're not at all interested in, taking these books, what to speak of, giving donations, it's like horrible. But then you just keep going, and then boom! It's like an amazing thing, just like within at the drop of a hat, so to speak. I can't think of the exact expression, but just like from one second to the next, everything changes. How's that possible? I don't think it happens. I mean, I joined the movement when I was 21. I don't really have any experience of like being a salesman before being a devotee or anything like that, so I have no basis for comparison. But I really don't think this happens in the material world. I think it's like this is a transcendental, mystical thing that happens. Why? Because Krishna is the supreme controller. He sees that we're endeavoring sincerely. We're really trying to surrender, and then at some point Krishna goes, okay, that's you pass the test. Here, have a blissful day. And I've had days that started off like that and were like that for like, half hour, 45 minutes, an hour and a half, 2 hours. You feel like you're close to just kind of like losing your mind, so almost. It's so hard, but you just keep going, and then all of a sudden, boom, Krishna just sends that person. It happens in different ways. So he might send a person. Yeah, oh, actually, is that a Bhagavad Gita? I'd like that book. Yeah, can I give you a donation for that? Sure. And then, they take a book. And then somebody, the next person comes and takes a couple books. And the next person comes and just gives a big donation and says, I already got you. Before you know it, like 45 minutes go by and you've done like, a whole big bunch of books. And you got like more than your average amount of Lakshmi for the entire day. And you just, you know, you just, your head's spinning. You go, what the heck was that all about? What happened? You know, what happened was Krishna. Krishna just went into action. He's the supreme controller. That's why you should never, when you, one principle I try to follow when I do Sankirtan is I have like a thing. I know I have a program I set for myself. You know, I'm going to start at such and such a time, and I try to follow this. You know, and whatever happens, you know, whether I'm doing good or bad, whether I, you know, I'm just going to keep working until such and such a time. It's like when you're playing a sport or something like that. You know, you keep playing until the buzzer goes, and that's the end of the game. So you never know. Krishna. I have a friend in Los Angeles, the devotee Omkar, and one day he sold no books and got no donations till five. We usually work till about 4:30. It was 4:25. But he kept going. He didn't distribute one book up until that point or get one donation. Within the last 5 minutes, somebody gave him a $100 donation, and the next person and took the books, and then somebody gave him a $50 donation. And then I think he got one other donation, you know, just so he had the end, by the end of the day, he had a good day. I mean, at least in terms of Lakshmi. And then the next day he gave out a lot of books, really, you know, he let them fly, so to speak. But Krishna's in control. It just goes to show you. I don't know if I'd be able to do that, but you just don't give up. Keep going because Krishna can make anything happen at any moment. And that's one of the most ecstatic things when you experience that. How Krishna is the supreme controller, and that you know, he's totally in control of what's going on out there in Sankirtan. Okay, so some more points. This is actually a little confirmation on that point. I've kind of belabored that point a little bit, but I'll just read something from the Bhagavatam, where Prabhupada also makes that same point. He says, this is from the third canto, chapter 9, text 38. It says, when a living entity desires to serve the Lord in transcendental loving service, the Lord helps the devotee in so many ways as the Chaitya Guru, or the spiritual master within. And thus the devotee can perform many wonderful activities beyond material estimation. So here's Prabhupada saying what I was just trying to say for the last 5 minutes, a lot more succinctly and a lot better. He says, such spiritual perfection is not limited by material qualifications, but is developed by dint of one's sincere endeavor to render transcendental service. Voluntary endeavor is the only qualification for spiritual perfection. That's a beaut. I mean, if you have a printer, print that one out of your database, and, you know, blow it up, laminate it, and stick it on your wall, or stick it in your Sankirtan van. This is an incredible meditation. I won't read it again, but it's Srimad Bhagavatam, I'll read it again, okay. Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 9, text 38. When a living entity desires to serve the Lord in transcendental loving service, the Lord helps the devotee in so many ways as the Chaitya Guru or the spiritual master within. And thus the devotee can perform many wonderful activities beyond material estimation. Such spiritual perfection is not limited by material qualifications, but is developed by dint of one's sincere endeavor to render transcendental service. Voluntary endeavor is the only qualification for spiritual perfection. Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 9, text 38. So, furthering on that point, this what's just being discussed there, that, you know, this surrendering to the process, to the philosophy, to the activity, just was being described there, is the principle by which we become successful in our own individual spiritual lives. Simultaneously, it's the principle upon which Krishna consciousness spreads. I'll read something, another excerpt from the Srimad Bhagavatam, which kind of describes that. This is from the fourth canto, chapter 29, text 46. It's from the purport. Prabhupada says, a pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always thinking of how fallen conditioned souls can be delivered. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, influenced by the merciful devotee's attempt to deliver fallen souls, enlightens the people in general from within by his causeless mercy. So there you have it. There's an explanation of how the Sankirtan movement spreads. You just heard the principle. It's Krishna reciprocating with the sincere efforts of a pure devotee. See, when a devotee is really sincere and really serious and really trying hard, you know, to surrender and preach, then Krishna, as it says here, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, influenced by the merciful devotee's attempt to deliver fallen souls, enlightens the people in general from within by his causeless mercy. And to my understanding, this is an explanation of why this Krishna conscious movement exists today. You know, we're just actually a product of Krishna's reciprocating with Prabhupada. Prabhupada was so sincere and so, you know, determined, and Krishna just reciprocated with Prabhupada. Krishna was influenced by Prabhupada's attempt to deliver the fallen souls, us, you know, the Westerners here, and therefore he enlightened people in general from within by his causeless mercy. In other words, we had no qualification. I mean, you know, it's stated in the Bhagavad Gita that only those who have acted piously in this life and in previous lives as sinful activities are completely eradicated can engage in devotional service with firm determination. So I don't think any of us were in that category. At least I wasn't in that category. I really doubt I was in that category. There's no qualification at all. My only qualification was that, you know, probably I was among the most fallen, because it's said that Lord Chaitanya delivers the most fallen first. So, you know, my understanding of the way it worked was Prabhupada was so sincere about executing the instruction of the spiritual master that at some point Krishna just went, okay, well, look, I got to reciprocate with my pure devotee. So that means some of these people out here, none of whom are qualified for devotional service, have to get inspired and become devotees. Okay, well, we'll pick that one, that one, that one, that one. These are the most useless. So, you know, since I'm going to deliver the most fallen first, we'll give that one the mercy, that one the mercy, that one the mercy. And I, you know, that's how I figure I got in there. I was among the most fallen. And because of Prabhupada's sincere desire, Krishna reciprocated and he allowed some of us to, you know, have this opportunity. So that's, you know, how it works, basically. Oh, that was 4th Canto, Chapter 29, Text 46. And that's found in the purport, okay? And so that gives, once again, that kind of gives us the general principle of how Krishna consciousness spread. But Prabhupada did, you know, throughout the course of his preaching, he indicated that book distribution was the specific medium, the best medium by which we could preach. Notice, there are so many different occasions where, you know, Prabhupada, devotees were doing a program. I mean, I heard one recently, or I read it, I can't remember. He was, it was in a memories. Siddhanta Prabhu, Prabhupada, God brother of mine, was reading his memories book back in New Dwarka, just before I left. And Mula Prakriti, who was a great book distributor in the 70s and early 80s, she was, you know, giving her memories. So she remembered one occasion where Prabhupada, she was there with Prabhupada, rare occasion. She didn't get much association with Prabhupada, and she was talking to Prabhupada about book distribution. He was asking her a lot of questions. Anyway, some sannyasi came into the room, and he was started describing to Prabhupada about some preaching program he did, where they were preaching and chanting and like that. And Prabhupada asked, but did you distribute, how many books were distributed? And he said, well, Prabhupada, actually, no books were distributed. We didn't really, somehow or another, we didn't set up a book table, we spaced out. And Prabhupada said, what is the use of your 3 minutes preaching? If they read one line of my book, their entire lives will be changed. So notice, there's so many different pastimes to that effect, where Prabhupada felt the most effective, the most potent type of preaching is when you can, you're able to distribute a book. And he went on to glorify Mula Prakriti in front of this sannyasi and some other devotees. Hey, she's distributing books, and she goes out, she's preaching like that. So that's the program. You know, we have to get with the program. Preaching books, distributing books. Here's a nice excerpt from a class pop I gave in Los Angeles, I think, maybe 72 or 73, where he makes that clear that book distribution is the most important kind of preaching. He said, there was a private meeting. I have to back up a little bit. I have no personal qualification. I simply tried to satisfy my guru. That's all. My guru Maharaj asked me, if you get some money, print books. There was a private meeting. Some of my important God brothers were also there. It was at Radhakund. Guru Maharaj said to me, since we have gotten the Bagh Bazar marble temple, there has been much dissension. And everyone thinks, who will occupy this or that room? I wish, therefore, to sell the temple and the marble and print some books. Yes, So I took this up from his mouth, that he is very fond of books. So Prabhupada's spiritual master was very fond of books, so he was very fond of books. So we should be very fond of books as the best way to spread Krishna consciousness. Anyway, he goes on to say, and he told me personally that if you get some money, print books. Therefore, I'm stressing on this point. Where is book? Where is book? Where is book? So kindly help me. This is my request. Print many books in many languages and distribute them throughout the whole world. Then the Krishna consciousness movement will automatically increase. So we have to meditate on that last sentence, and we have to keep faith in that last sentence. That's a very important sentence. Prabhupada says, print many books in many languages and distribute them throughout the world. Then the Krishna consciousness movement will automatically increase. We have to, keep faith in that. This is Prabhupada saying it. It's got to be right. And even if we don't see it happening, every instant, it's going to happen. This is the program, in other words. It might not happen tomorrow, by tomorrow. Even if it doesn't happen by next year, it might not happen 20. But this is the Acharya, our guru, or Param Guru, is saying this is how the Krishna consciousness movement is going to spread, by printing as many books in many, many languages and distributing them. And we have to keep faith in that and keep trying to pump out these books, knowing that we don't know how, under what circumstances it's going to happen, but this is how the Krishna consciousness movement will spread if we do this, if we follow this instruction. And let's see. Further confirmation of this point, how this book distribution is the most important activity of the Krishna consciousness movement, is found in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's found in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 2, text 37. Prabhupada made this statement there. And this was something that when it first came out, the book distributors especially were like ecstatic hearing this, and they were meditating upon it for a long time afterwards. Prabhupada says, the word kriyashu, meaning by manual labor or by work, is important in this verse. One should engage in practical service to the Lord. And here it comes. It says, in our Krishna consciousness movement, all our activities are concentrated upon distributing Krishna literature. This is very important. One may approach any person and induce him to read Krishna literature so that in the future he may also become a devotee. Such activities are recommended in this verse. Such activities will always remind the devotees of the Lord's lotus feet. By fully concentrating on distributing books for Krishna, one is fully absorbed in Krishna. This is samadhi. So the whole purport, that whole paragraph is ecstatic, but that particularly that sentence where he says, all our activities in our Krishna consciousness movement, all our activities are concentrated upon distributing Krishna literature. So we're interested in preaching, and we're interested in preaching by distributing Krishna literature. And Prabhupada's making that clear, that is the program. So that's pretty much all I had to say. Does anybody have any question? Madam Uncle.
Prabhu?
Yeah.
I think this is my realization that our real success in distributing books really depends on pleasing us.
Vijay, why don't you come on down? We've got a bunch of time. We could take the questions. So you can sorry to interrupt you, but you can present your question to myself to answer, to Vijay to answer, or both of us, or whatever you like. Looks like we got about 20 minutes or so before. It's 2:15. Sorry, go ahead.
Just my realization, I think one of the most important aspects of successfully distributing Srila Prabhupada's books is first to always meditate on how to please your spiritual master or please spiritual master. Is that correct?
Well, that's why we're doing this activity. We're doing this to please our spiritual master. everything we're doing to please our spiritual master. That's why we're chanting and, you know, 16 rounds and following the regulative principles and, you know, going to the program, reading the books and going out and trying to distribute the books. It's all an attempt to, that's the underlying principle of everything we're doing to please the spiritual master. But what's your specific point?
No, I'm just saying that's my realization.
Oh, that's a good realization. Thank you for sharing that with us. You're on the right track. If you're thinking like that, if that's your realization, you're on the right track. You're in good shape.
But there are times when I'm guilty of this. I don't think of pleasing my spiritual master. I'm just really bothered. I know that. And I know it doesn't become successful when that happens. We should always, we should always think that our spiritual master is next to us at every moment. We're never alone.
Yeah, well, every morning we pray, Dhyam, Stuvam, Tashyaya, Shastri Shandam, that three times a day we should recite that, you know, prayer that we sing at Mangalodi in the morning, the Gruvastikam prayer. We should always be meditating on the fact that by the mercy, it's only by the mercy of the spiritual master that one can become Krishna conscious, and without the mercy of the spiritual master, Nagatith Katopi, one's whereabouts in spiritual life are unknown. So, yeah, that is, you know, a super important underlying principle of Krishna consciousness that we're always trying, and we always should try to be aware of and mindful of that we have to try to be pleasing the spiritual master with everything we're doing. Thank you. Anybody else? Anybody have any questions or comments? Comments is okay. Or, you know, yeah, realization you'd like to share? Prabhu?
Hi, Vishnu. Amongst all of you, I'm very young and also very new. But I've just shared the experience at ISKCON Delhi. At ISKCON Delhi temple, we have the whole atmosphere which is supporting the distributors. Like, we have a culture that they every month go to Vrindavan, they get extra prasad, and they go on the street. Normally, the people would get prasad morning and evening. But for the book distributors, evening and lunch, they take some fruits to give them, and they, you know, they give a call on the mobile phone. I'm at the railway station, I'm at the traffic light. They have special prasad waiting for them. Then we have the GBC in Delhi, the governor's Bhagavan Prasad Maharaj. They put on the blackboard of this thing. For good distribution meeting, any factory owner or any company chief executive, they can come to me or I can go to them anytime. When I said, just let me know and I will come there. I share this one chance with all of you. This happened last year. A man, he's a big chairman of a big power corporation. He gave a call to me, that I want to meet Maharaj. It was 11:30 in the night. So I called my secretary and said, this man wants to come to meet you and tomorrow he's flying to Singapore. So Maharaj said, come. He came around 11:30 in the night and Maharaj preached to him, and next day he ordered 18,000 gitas to be given to the employees. And my point is, you know, the ISKCON Delhi culture, even the general management is very supportive. And they say that giving things like, you know, the distributor, they get extra iPod, the distributor get iPod free from temple, listen to Prabhupada lectures and all. So the whole thing is that who are involved in the distribution, they get very, very
VIP treatment. Yeah, it's important to have a temple and a leader that supports the activity. Gopal Krishna Maharaj is a very unique person. It's very. When I was a bhakta, I joined in Henry Street in Brooklyn, 1973. And at first, they, you know, that their policy was that you didn't move into the temple right away. They had an apartment about five blocks away that the new people stayed in for a few weeks, and they would, you know, and they check you out, sort of thing. So in the mornings when we would be walking from the apartment to the temple, he was a grihastha at that time, so he was living in the same neighborhood, and he used to preach to me as we were walking on the sidewalk, walking to the, I'd be trying to chant my japa, but he was like, I always remember that. Every opportunity he had, you know, to preach, he would be preaching, and he used to give me an earful walking to and from the apartment, you know, and I was staying at that apartment there, so I always remember him, and I'm grateful for him for that. Thank you for sharing that with us, John. Anybody else have anything? Feel free. Just, you know, comment, question, whatever.
Well, I was just wondering, how do you know the difference if it's the guru in the heart, the super soul types, or your mind? How do you know the difference in which you should
Well, if the instruction you're feeling is according according to Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu, then it's not your mind. That means it's being, you're being inspired by Guru, Krishna. But if it's not in that field, then it, yeah, it's your mind. Better reject that. And, you know, we're guided by Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu. This is our guiding light. Yeah, you gotta read. If you read, then it's very, everything's very clear. If we're reading Prabhupada's books, it's clear as day. Everything is very clear. It's when we stop reading, then things get a little shady. Unclear. Anything else? Yes, Maharaj. Oh, microphone. You might have to come down a little bit. Oh, no, no, she's right there. She's right there. Just.
I often hear many exciting stories about book distribution. For instance, how these persons spit on the book, or how they throw books, or things like that. And so I'm wondering why these things doesn't happen. I mean, exciting stories, really extreme, which you really can feel the Krishna presence in this.
Why? Excuse me. Go a little slower. Speak a little slower.
Okay. I was wondering why these exciting things. Doesn't happen to me when I'm distributing books.
Oh. You mean like somebody spitting on the book?
Yes.
I don't suggest that you have that habit. That's like a terrible experience. How long have you been distributing books?
4 years.
4 years. Oh, okay. Well, I hope that never happens to you, first of all.
Thank you.
But as you continue distributing books, then many, many exciting things happen. Don't worry. Be patient. One of the things is patience. Don't worry. Even if someone takes one book in a day, that's exciting. Because this person has been away from Krishna for millions of lifetimes, and they got a book, finally. This is very exciting. Okay?
Yeah.
He's going to say something.
Yeah.
Let's not drag it anymore.
Okay. Yeah, just sort of reiterating what Vijay said, just keep going because you'll experience everything. Sankirtan, Lord Chaitanya referred to it as Vijayabhata Jivanam, the life of transcendental knowledge. And my experience with Sankirtan is it's like there's never a dull moment. I mean, there was a book written by a Karmi author called The Agony and the Ecstasy. So, I mean, sometimes when I think of Sankirtan, That the title of that book comes to my mind. But one thing I could say about Sankirtan, it's never boring. It might be agony, it might be ecstasy, but certainly it's never boring. And I feel I've probably experienced the entire gambit of human things that are possible for a human being to experience on Sankirtan. It's the life of transcendental knowledge. It's a very special activity. When you're on Sankirtan, you're in the internal potency. You know, there's that verse in the Bhagavad Gita, Mahatmanas Tumam Parta Daivim Prakritim Ashrita. Diving Prakriti Mashrita, and it talks about the Mahatma is within the internal potency. And I know for myself, and this is the truth, it's easier for me to take to go out on Sankirtan than it is to take a day off. You know, for me, a day off is like this, is harder. And there's a reason for that. I used to think that was curious. Why do I find it easier to go out on Sankirtan than even take a day off? You know, when I could just do anything I like, because when you're on Sankirtan, you're getting special mercy from Lord Chaitanya in the disciplic succession. You're in the internal potency. You're getting special mercy, and that's why it's easy. Life is easier when you're surrendering to Krishna, and the more you're surrendering to Krishna, the easier things are. The more you're in the internal potency, but when you're trying to, you know, kind of like do your own program or enjoy. To the degree you're trying to enjoy, not considering what pleases Krishna, to that degree you're going to be influenced by the material energy. Maya is just going to crawl in there and start covering you over again. So for me, it's actually easier to be on Sankirtan than it is to have a day off. And that's just another testament to what a wonderful activity it is. It's as Lord Chaitanya said, Vijayavada Jivanam. It's the life of transcendental knowledge.
Anybody else have it?
I can speak without my.
He's got a good voice. All right. No, give it to him anyway. We have a lot of recordings. Give it to him. Good Sankirtan voice. That's good.
Hare Krishna. I'd like to speak on behalf of my friend, Yamuna Acharya Prabhu. So, he said that for him the most exalted experience of Buddhist vision was when the whole congregation and the temple atmosphere was surrounded by the Buddhist vision, especially during the maritime time. So he said because of that support, he felt very ecstatic going out every day experiencing the Buddhist vision.
Very good. Yes, this is something that we're getting more and more involved in throughout our society, is the congregation getting involved. You really feel like you're part of a family. And generally, it used to be like, you know, a few devotees going on a book tour. When you get the whole temple to go out, it's amazing. It's really nice. So all over the world now, congregation is getting involved. In San Jose, there's only, I think, two devotees living in the temple. But at one point, during the marathon, they had 240 book distributors out. So, the congregational book distribution is increasing. And we're trying to, I'm traveling around the world now, we're trying to increase the congregation. Prabhupada said eventually that our movement will consist mainly of congregational members. And that's happening. He actually walked by a church one time. And you know how church usually just have things on Sunday and the rest of the week there's not many there. So Prabhupada predicted that eventually our temples will also be like this. That very few people at the temple during the week, on Sunday, they come for the Sunday feast. That's happening more and more in our society. Okay.
Hare Krishna. Tomorrow you stand up, Prabhu. Tomorrow you stand
in the center. You certainly may.
Thank you. First of all, my greatest, one of my greatest things, you know, just many books, is to see you. Srila Prabhupada Ji Jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. You've inspired me more. Thank you very much. The second exercise of mine of just reading books, I call it the cherry on top. It really makes my day. To distribute a book to a Muslim person. I don't know what kind of country they come from, if they're Muslims in my country. It's my time, it's very difficult to distribute books to Muslims. And you'll be surprised how many Muslims actually take Srila Prabhupada's books. And when you become very respectful towards them. So what I do when I meet a Muslim person, I'll greet them, I'll shake their hand, like a Muslim shakes their hand, you know? And then I'll say to them, peace be upon Prophet Muhammad and his holy name. May Allah bless you and your household, and may you dwell in his house eternally. Inshallah, Amen. That's my attraction. And he looks at a person, he looks at you, and he says, oh, thank you so much. It's very kind of you to say that, you know. Because now somebody was talking about compassion, you know. So, that is a form of compassion, to respect one who's worshiping God. Who has respect for God. So in that way, what you're actually doing by that, because Muslim people are sometimes they're very intense, you know. So what I find in doing that, I practice Swami and I said, you put them in the Vaikuntha bubble. The Vaikuntha bubble means that place where there's no anxiety. So that they get to feel very peaceful. Then I introduce myself and say, how do you do, sir? My name is Manumangu Das. I'm from South Africa. I'm a traveling monk. And then I look at him and then I say to him, my dear sir, I can see you come from a very good family upbringing. And the man says, yes, yes, yes. And I can see, I say to him, yes, I can see by the way you're talking. And then I'll teach him about the books. First thing I'll teach him about, I'll explain to him You're not the body, you're the soul. And the soul is the eternal Son of God, and God is the Father of everybody. I'm saying that's why we have this racialism and war in the name of religion. And the next thing has to go along, you'll take the book from me. I'm your intention, so take the book from me. And then I thank you very much. And then I say to him, my dear sir, you know, would you like to adopt me as your stepson? I'd be very proud to be your father, you know. I said, your children, I can see you're a very good father. And then sometimes he said yes, and I said, oh, thank you so much, I'm very glad. And I put my arms around him. And then I leave him, and I said, thank you for taking the book. Thank you for blessing me. And then I walk away. That's why I stood over here, because I wanted to do this thing. And then I walk away, and I said, thank you very much. And I walk away from him, and I'll go like this. And then I'll stop, and I'll go like, oh, almost slipped my mind. One thing I forgot to tell you. There's one great Muslim saint. His name is Haridas Thakur. He's calling upon the Holy Name of the Almighty 24 hours a day. Did you say Haridas Thakur? He died, the Muslim person I'm speaking. And 9 out of 10, 10 times, the Muslim person says to me, Haridas Thakur, he died. So, that for me is my greatest ecstasy of distributing the problem of books, distributing the book to a Muslim person. And I think I can just say one last thing, please forgive me. For a Muslim person to say, Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, it's more beneficial than trying to Hare Krishna comment. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai, Hare Krishna Ji.
Mataji up there.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much. I really love distributing books, but I have a big problem that I don't have any association to do this, and I have this female body, so this is really complicated to distribute books alone. So what should I do? Should I just stop and concentrate in other types of service, or somehow or other try to distribute books?
Yeah, you talked to your temple president?
I'm not living in a temple.
Oh, okay.
Where? But I was staying in Sovereign Temple in London, and I was distributing books, and I felt so much happier in doing that. And even when I went back to Italy, I couldn't even stop dreaming about that. And so much desire, but I couldn't do that.
You're from Italy?
Yes.
Well, you can't go to a temple in Italy?
And my spiritual master gave me the instruction to finish my studies.
Okay.
So I couldn't live in the temple.
So finish your studies, then go somewhere and distribute books?
I finished my studies.
Oh, you finished?
Just now.
All right, there you go. You're free. Now just move to a temple and distribute books. Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice if you have a devotee to go out on Sankirtan with.
For a woman, it's essential.
Okay, well, that's kind of diffuses what I was about to say, because a lot of times, at least if you're in a man's body, you can go out by yourself. It's not the end of the world if you have to be out there during the day with no association. I don't know if that's safe for a woman where you're distributing, but I mean, a lot of times, even when we go out together, we distribute on our own, and we just you meet up together at the end of the day. As long as you have devotee association, you don't necessarily have to have devotee association right out on Sankirtan, although that is nice. As long as you have devotee association in general, like at the end of the day, if you can go back to the temple and be with devotees, or at least on a weekend, you know, as long as you're regularly associating with the devotees, you'll be okay. Once again, I'm thinking that's definitely for a man. I don't know if that paradigm works for a woman. Now, Vijay is shaking his head no. So, well, you better talk to your spiritual master or try to get some help. Try to hook up with some other women who are distributing books someplace. I wouldn't give up book distribution. That's the whole purpose of having this seminar. We're trying to encourage people to do book distribution. So you have to try to make some arrangement where you could hook up with some other women who are, you know, have like-minded and are also get a lot of nectar from distributing books and would relish your association. We very much appreciate your association as well.
Yeah, there's been instances of women going out by themselves and getting, you know, some problems by men, so yeah, but safer to be with some other Mataji. But Italy is big on book distribution. There's a Anakandandubi's wife, what's her name? Chaitanya Leela. She always takes out ladies on book distribution. Very, very great devotee, her and her husband. Okay? Okay. Okay, so tomorrow it's going to be at 4 o'clock, from 4 to 6, because tomorrow is the Abhishek, right here. Okay? And if you, what's that? Topic will be also similar to what we were talking today about, the concerning the proper consciousness on book distribution and some other things also.
They can come with topics.
And,
yeah.
Huh?
They can come and
see. You could also come up with topics if you want. And also, if you remember, if you want to get on the BDN, just give me your email. We'll add you on, and I'm sure you'd appreciate it. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Here's some book distribution instructions. Srila Prabhupada's instructions on book distribution. If anybody wants one, here they are.
Thank you.